Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A 12-member independent panel has completed its work in the Muslim context Bible translation controversy. Last year, Wycliffe Bible translators came under fire for changing God the Father with Guardian and Son of God with Messiah of God in a couple of Arabic and Bengali translations so Muslim readers wouldn't be offended. Wycliffe's Russ Hirschman.
The World Evangelical Alliance facilitated panel completed their study and they brought back a report with 10 recommendations. We've received it with thankfulness and gratitude, and it's entirely our intention to implement all 10 recommendations.
Recommendations restore familial words with qualifying words if needed.
Hopefully, this will help settle this controversy. We certainly would like it to do that so that we can get about the job of continuing to translate for accuracy so that more people have access to God's Word.
You can find links to the recommendations at missionnetworknews.org. And attacks in Dagestan are making global headlines after the Boston Marathon bombing. Tensions in the Caucasus mountain region are historic, but now they're drawing international scrutiny because of the Boston bombers' ties to Chechnya. How will it affect gospel work? Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Increased international attention might cause things maybe to die down there for a while, or militants that are out committing these attacks might view this as a time to increase their activity.
Will you pray for Christ followers in the Caucasus?
Pray for the peace of these regions and pray that the gospel would advance.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's modern-day hymn CD called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.